My Only Refuge, Episode 21.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We sometimes feel abandoned and bewildered. But the question the Quran poses in verse 20 of Surah Luqman seems to challenge us on these types of thoughts. There, God says, "Have you not seen that Allah has subjected to you all that in the heavens and on the earth exists? Are you not in control of what you have around you, what exists in nature? أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ؟ What power do they have compared to you?" Of course, we are not the one to whom God has given the authority over all heavens and earth. That is the Imam. But the provisions and resources we have around us, land, what we utilize, the food we eat, all these are in our control. Then God says, "And He has bestowed on you His blessings, publicly and privately." وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. In Arabic, أَسْبَغَ means to bestow abundantly, much more than is needed. God's blessings are complete. His seen and unseen blessings are everywhere. Living in this world and exploiting what is in creation with apathy and indifference, and without the permission and consent of its owner, is bound to be stressful and anxiety-ridden, like going to someone's home and meddling with things which are not mine, and the owner has not intended for me to use. God is saying, you are surrounded by blessings. Some you can see around you, and some that are within you, and you can feel them in your heart. Then, instead of benefiting and making the most of it, instead of living in peace and tranquility, you start arguing without knowing. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. Yet among people are some who argue concerning Allah without having any knowledge or guidance or an enlightening book. The Imam alayhi salam says, "Do you know what these seen and unseen blessings are? They are the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and the wilaya, patronage of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam." God has given you refuge. He Himself is the refuge. This is the nature of His creation. And you're still feeling abandoned and alone?